Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Yom Daf Nun Vav Amud Bet. We are about to look at the next passage from our Mishnah. Vizat Menu Al Parocha Keneged Aron Mibachutz. After the Kohen Gadol would do the Matanot of the Par and the Seir in Kodesh HaKodashim, and then come in and either have the one cane or the two kanim to put the mizrakim in, he had the dam hapar, and he would sprinkle it on the parochet, facing the spot on the parochet that would be right in front of where the aron was on the other side. The pasuk says that he does the same thing in Ohel Moed as he did it in the Kodesh Kadosh. Just like he did the sprinkling in the Kodesh Kadosh, he does the same thing in the Echal. The one up and seven down for the par and for the sa'ir in that order in the hechal. Parenthetically, the rest of the pasuk is that even when Bnei Yisrael are tameh, the shechina is with them, and so that leads to this story with an early Christian. You are tmeim. This is part of secessionist the theology. Tichtiv to matab shuleha, the pasuk in Echa. Amar etocha zimaktibahu. Let's see what it says about us. Hashocheni tam etoch tumotam. God rests with us even in our tuma. So even though we may be tmeim because of the churban, the churban is a manifestation of that. Nonetheless, God's presence is still with us. Now back to the original limud. If you recall, we learned the seven hazaot of the par from that of Sa'ir, and the one of the Sa'ir above from the one of the par. And then we used another hekesh to learn the same approach in the heichal. Since when can you infer something via hekesh and then transport it further via hekesh? The answer is that we're not learning it only by hekesh. We're learning it from the extra wording that's there, and so it's a hekesh plus v'lo hekesh. Therefore, the original limud wasn't a pure hekesh, and therefore the application outside is okay. So there's a machloket when you have hemenu v'davar acher, if that's a hekesh or not. But there's an opinion that says it is a hekesh, because now we have a hekesh working double shift, if you will. The answer is mekomo to the gamer mihadadi. The first hekesh was there to teach us one animal to the other, par to sa'ir and sa'ir to par. And then the second one is just to teach us that whatever we did on the inside, now we're doing on the outside. It's not the same sort of lead, but now it's going locations. By tema, the other one possibility is chutz mimifnim achad azim negamar. It's possible that the entire limud just comes directly to the outside, meaning we learn dam hapar for dam hasayir and dam hasayir for dam hapar inside, and then that continued also to the outside as one limud. Tana, kshu mazeh, inu mazeh, ala parochet, ela kenegar parochet. In the mikdash, he wouldn't throw the dam at the parochet, but just in that direction, which means the parochet should not be bloody at all. Relaz Rabbi Yossi, ani reitiha biromi, I saw the parochet in Rome. This is after the Churban, of course. I saw some drops of blood of the par in Sun Yom Kippurim. Maybe they're from other parim, chataot primiot, from the Seir Shel Avodah Zorah that's done on the inside, but not in the Kodesh Kedoshim, of course, which means it proves nothing about the system done on Yom Kippur. The answer is the chadas chaza Davidi kesidran. He saw that they're all done in a row, and therefore the blood was in drops that were making a vertical line. Not namigavi par helm davishal tzibur ki agavna. We have a mishnah, a similar mishnah about the par helm davar. Shumazelo yinogin v'parochav nagu amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef and Riti Baruim v'halua kamati beda min shal par helm davishal tzibur asir avodazara. And there he's testifying to having seen the dam on the parochet in Rome of these korbanot, and so now we ask in the reverse: for dam of the parochet Yom Kippur, maybe they were just from the dam and Sayyid Yom Kippur. The answer is the Chazan Rabbi Shaloka Sidran. He saw that they weren't done in any particular order, so evidently he either these are two conflicting reports, or else he saw both dam in a sequence and dam not in a sequence, and therefore testified that both of these kinds of korbanot were done originally on the parochet, not just towards it. Okay, let's say that he has the Dama Par and the Dama Seir and he gets them mixed up. Now he is in the Heichal, but he got them mixed up. What do you do? You've got Dama Par and Dama Seir together, just do one up and seven down. Now, that it was stated in Bavel. Amruah Kameh to Rabbi Yirmiyah. It made its way to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yirmiyah heard it and then said what Rabbi Yirmiyah often says, Amar Bavloi, Tipshoi, these foolish Babylonians, Mishum Dadari Ba'arach HaShocha, Amrim Shmait and Machashchan, they live in a darkened land because it's low and therefore they say dark things. Hakuyayv Lamala de Sa'ir Mekamim Matad Apar. After all, if he's got the Dama Par and Dama Seir mixed together and he does one above and seven below, that means he's doing the one above of the Sa'ir before doing the seven below of the Par. Tomral Chilami Kaperat HaKodesh, he has to complete the Kapar of the Par before the Sa'ir. Kalei Dama Par, Vacharkach Kalei Dama Sa'ir, has to be in order. Yirmiyah takes Rava's solution and just fine tunes it a little bit. He takes this mixture and does one up and seven down, and states, this is for the par, does the same thing as saying, l'shem ha-seir. Okay. Now, let's say he's out in the Heichal, and he already did the first matana of the par above. You see Rashi. Then what does he do? And they get mixed up. So our papa came to Rav Lamemar. So our papa thought to say, notain sheva lamata, l'shem par. So he should take this mixture, do seven below l'shem par, u l'shem sa'ir together. And then do one more above l'shem sa'ir. So Amalei Rava, evidently Rava heard about Rav Yirmiyah's comment, Ad hashta karulan tifshoi. Until now they call us foolish. Hashta tifshoi tifshoi. Now they're going to call us real idiots. They come megamrinan lehu velo gmiri. After all, we didn't learn from them the correction. Vaka yoi mata de sayer mekamim mala de sayer. Now you're putting the lower one of the sayer before the upper one of the sayer. Torah ma ten the mala v'chakach lamata. It's clear the Torah said first the one above and then the seven below. Alama Rava, what's the solution? Within Sheva Lamata L'Shem Par. After all, you did the one above as pure par or blood. You do the seven below L'Shem Par, following Rabbi Yirmiyah's advice. Then you take the mix and do one up and seven down L'Shem Sa'ir. Now let's say that you are out in Heichal and you got the kos of the par and the kos of the Sa'ir and you can't tell which is which. What do you do? Notain, v'chuzev notain, v'chuzev notain, shlosha pamim. What you do is you take one of them and do one up and seven down, then you take the other one, do one up and seven down, and then you go back to the first one, do one up and one and seven down. So if the first one was par, in the first two, you got it done. If the first one was sa'ir, then numbers two and three were in the right order. So either way, you're okay. Let's say some of the dam got mixed and some stayed in the right place. There's no question that you obviously give the dam from the stuff that you're sure about. The problem is Is the rest of the dam called shiraim and goes into the yisod that's on the side of the mizbeach and the foundation of the mizbeach? Maybe this is rejected dam, but as the laman goes into the trench that runs through the azara. We have this discussion in Zvachim whether using one kos makes the other kos. If you get the dam of chatat and two kosot and use one, that the other one is shirayim, that's only if you could have a choice. Either one is valid. You chose one. The other one's shirayim. But in this case, you can't give from the mixed ones. Lo, therefore the mixed ones are dechui and they go into the amat. So his colleague said to him, Adraba, filaman damar kos achar osachavero dachui. Even according to the opinion that says by using the dam in one kos, you make the other kos dachui, not shirayim. Hanimila dachi beadaim. That's only if you actively rejected it by taking one and leaving the other. Hechel dachi beadaim, you didn't actively reject it. Lo, and here you didn't actively reject it, just a mistake happened. Tanya lamala umeret damo yishpoch, lamato umeret called dama yishpoch. This is the dam chatat pnimit. In one case it says it's dam, and the other one says it's all its dam. So what? How do we resolve it? Minayin lechatat shekibel dam avar kosod natan mizeh achat shekulan nishpachin laisod. How do we know that if you have a chatat and you got the dam in four different kosot and you used each one of them for one of the matanot on the four corners, that they all go into the yisod? Lored kol dam ayishpoch. It's all shirayim. I might think if you gave all four matanot from one of them, the same would apply. Talmud Lomar Vetamo Yishpoch, not called Amo. Hunishpach Lisod Venishpachin Lama, the rest go into the Yama. So he disagrees and says that the rest, that did not make them duchuyim. That even if you used one kos and the other three were ignored, they all go to the yisod. So Tanakama is the position that if you gave it from one kos, the rest are called duchuy. Okay, and Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon says no, it's called Shiraim. Rabbi Shimon Haktiva Tamo Yishpoch. What does he do with the other pasuk? Shlimute Shiraim Shabbat Savar Beimah, to tell you that you do not take the dam that's left around the Beit Hashchita and put that in the so that goes to the Yama. All right. Irad Damapar Doch Damaseir. Next line in the Mishnah is that you would take the Damapar after doing the seven on the Parochet or towards the Parochet, you would take the Damapar and pour it into the Damaseir. Now that's itself is a machloket. Tanan, Commander Marvin Lakronot, machloket whether Marvin Lakronot, meaning do we mix them together and then put four matanot of the mixture on the corners of the inner Mizbeach, or do we keep them separate and put four of each? Which will end up with a total of either 43 or 47 hazaot total. Deit mar vishia Rabbi Yonatan. Chadamar me'arvin or chadamar in me'arvin. There's a machloket. Distam Rabbi Yishia damar me'arvin. We think it's Rabbi Yishia who said me'arvin. Why? The amar afagav deluk tiv yachtav. This is the famous machloket of Yishia Rabbi Yonatan about whether you have to curse both father and mother to be chayav mita. Alright, even when it says your father and your mother, even though it doesn't say together, we assume it to be together. And so therefore here, when it says dama parva, dama seir, we assume that means together. That's how we read it. No, afilu tem Rabbi Yonatan, who even Rabbi Yonatan could agree that you mix them. Shaniach dechtiv achat, said achat pashana, so the word achat is like one matana. Tanya de lo kashinuyan, but that answer gets rejected by this braita. Lakachudam parvidam sayir shumu ravin de Rabbi Yishia. Rabbi Yishia does say what we thought, which is they have to be mixed together. Rabbi Yonatan amar omer mizem fnatzmo mizem fnatzmo. So we see that they disagree. Amar lo Rabbi Yishia valokvar namar achat. The word achat seems to mean they should be mixed, or at least alludes to it. Amar lo Rabbi Yonatan valokvar namar midam parvidam sayir separate. And amar achat. So how does Rabbi Yonatan explain achat? You get one matana from each of Dama Par and Dama Seir. Achat. But not achat that they're united. And we're going to say this is Rabbi Yishia. Tell me, Rabbi Yishia. That follows Rabbi Yishia. Okay, the last part of this is Natana Tamalei Barikan. You would then take the full one and put it into the empty one. What does that mean? He asked him the following question. Let's say you took a mizrak, a collection cup of dam, and put it into another mizrak. And you did kabbalat hadam in the inner one with one inside the other. Mahu. It says there are chatzitza of the same kind on itself between the dam and the thing in your hand. So he says, you could quote it from our Mishnah, Natanta Malei Barikan, which, my love, doesn't that mean Hoshiv Mazrek Malei Latoch Mazrek Rikan, that you actually put a full Mazrek into an empty Mazrek with the mixed dam? No, Ira Mazrek Malei Latoch Mazrek Rikan. It means that you pour the full one into the empty one, but not that you place it inside. So Hatan Le Reisha, that had already said in the Mishnah, Ira Dama Par Latoch Damaseir, you pour it in. The answer is Kededa Vanya Fe Fe. You keep mixing them back and forth to mix them well. That's the reason, but it's not putting the Mazrek in. So, tangentially, Toshma, Yao Meno Gabe Klio Gabe Rego Chavero Pasul. If you're standing, remember, you have to be standing on the Ritzpah, on the tile of the Azara to do Kabbalat Adam. Let's say, or any of the Avodot, let's say that you were standing on a Kli, on a little bench or something, or standing on somebody else's foot. It's Pasul. Because that's a chatzitza. So the mazrek should be a chatzitza. The answer is shani regel, lo matzem vatel. He can't be mevatel the regel, somebody else's foot. As opposed to this mazrek, can be batel to the other one. Perhaps he asked a different question. Not whether it's a chatzitza, but derech shirut b'chach or in derech shirut b'chach. Is this a proper form of service? Toshman tamer mishmuel, kol klei ha-shirut asher shatu bam b'kodesh. It's mentioned of shirut. Shnei kelim and shirut achat. You see, two kelim in one service. So it is service. So then he asked, let's say he put some moss inside the mizrak and got dam. Mao min v'shenu min chotzeitz. After all, it's not the same type. So it's a chatzitza or eno chotzeitz. But since this is porous, it's not chotzeitz. Rachalcha lo chayit. So dilma lo shna. Maybe you don't care about it being porous. We have a brighter that says zolef olecha shemagelas fog. When you're pouring the water to mix it, to be mekadesh the water to use for the paraduma, you pour it until you get to a sponge. If you have a sponge inside the shoka with the water. So you see that sponge itself is not a chatzitza. So shani maya, the klishi. Yeah, water is different because it's very, very weak and it's not a chatzitza. Kanami achi pashat lei, padam kasher bakometz pasul. According to one version, Rav Chista actually answered Rav Muhammad and said that if it's dam, then the moss is not a chatzitza. But if it's a kometz of a mincha, then indeed it is a chatzitza and it is pasul. Okay, we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.